So joining us right now from Maropeng, where you should go and check it out if you haven't already. It's called The Long Walk to Freedom. And every week we speak to Tumo Bopape. He's a guide at the Long March to Freedom at Maropeng. And welcome him now. And we say, hello, Tumo, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, Kathy, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm joined by my co-host, Simon, who you haven't spoken to before.
No, we haven't, but I'm looking forward to it. Hello, Tumo.
Hi, Simon, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. I'm fascinated to get out there and see this exhibition. It sounds absolutely amazing. I just didn't know you had the space to accommodate so many statues.
You should come down. You know, it's a great exhibition. People are coming through. People are, you know, we're getting a lot of expressions. People can finally express themselves. We have enough space for the statues, and we're going to build, which will be achieved over time, about 500 statues. So currently we have about 100 statues on site, and I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, you can be absolutely sure that I will take you up on that. I'm sorry I missed the descriptions of the first two people that you spoke about, but I'm looking very forward to being educated about Louis van Mauritius.
Yes, today we're going to speak about the leader of the Ye Rebellion of the Cape Slave with slaves, which took place in 1808. Before I speak a bit about Louis van Mauritius, let me just paint the picture of slavery at the Cape. You know, slavery has been a formal institution at the Cape since 1652, right to 1834.
Yeah.
And looking at the stats of the people that were enslaved at the Cape, between 1652 and 1808, you have about 63,000 people that were brought into the Cape, as first-generation slaves from different parts of the world. And if you look at 1808 to 1845, they brought in another 8,000 people, which were also enslaved at the Cape. And this figure does not include the large amount of slaves that were brought in, and also the large amount of Khoisan and Bantu-speaking people that were taken as slaves by the Boers across the Cape borders. So you have just a whole bunch of people that arrives at this time to be enslaved at the Capes. And, you know, looking at the era between 1652 and 1845, you have over 17,000 people brought in from India.
Wow.
And held as slaves at Cape Town. We have over 45,000 brought in from East Africa and Madagascar, over 13,000 from Indonesia. So the last group of slaves were then brought in from Somalia in 1890. So this is the type of statistics we are looking at.
It's so interesting. And, it's so interesting to
know
because
inequalities and.
Can you hear me? It's very interesting because it turns out that we were a rainbow nation before we became a rainbow nation. I mean, we really are a complete mix of so many different peoples.
Yes, we truly are a mix of different people, you know, coming from different backgrounds into the Cape. Even it's still reflected today in our national flag. You know, we are just a united people and on a course for freedom and on a course for development and a better world.
Yeah.
But
okay,
unfortunately,
so who was Louis van Mauritius?
At the Cape, you know, they were met with brutalities and a lot of them, you know, tried to rebel and, you know, yes?
No, continue.
Can you say that again?
No,
Kathy?
You're
cutting?
So amidst all of this,
Kathy?
Yes. So amidst all of this with the slave trade that was happening and all these different people coming in, who was Louis van Mauritius?
Hello, Kathy.
Hello. Tumo? All right, we're going to call Tumo back.
Yeah, we were just getting to the really interesting part.
Yeah, so. But I mean, his actual statue of Louis van Mauritius, he's got like this captain's pirate kind of hat on. with a feather, and you can see very flamboyant character.
Do you know what's just like really hitting me hard in this interview, Kathy, is I'm a Cape Townian. I'm born and bred in Cape Town.
You don't know this.
Yes. What an insult. What a disgrace. What a disgrace to the system, my education system, to not know that the city that I lived in, there were 17,000 Indians. I mean, we all know about the indentured labor to KwaZulu-Natal, but this is untold history.
Yeah.
It's time we started looking at things kind of differently, I reckon.
100%. Tomo, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back with you. Thank you.
Okay.
The line got really bad there.
All right. So,
so now you want me to speak a bit about Louis van Mauritius, right?
Yes, please.
Then Louis van Mauritius, his name is Louis, and he was named van Mauritius as a surname. And this is a name that he received when he got at the Cape. So what they would do, the first generation slaves that were brought in at the Cape, they were named after the places that they were from. So the second generation would then be named after the Cape. So if Louis van Mauritius had a son, say the son is Simon, he would be called Simon van der Kaap.
Interesting.
Yes. So this is Louis van Mauritius. Okay. He arrived at the Cape at the age of 3. He was abducted in Mauritius as an infant, and he arrived in 1781. And he was sold through a passing ship at the Cape. The family that raised him gave him some sort of basic education, because he was allowed to attend classes while he was young. But later on, at the age of 12, he was expected to, you know, earn his keep and turn profit for his owners. So Louis van Mauritius, you know, grew up in a brutal world of slavery. So and later on in life, at about age 16, so on, he was then rented out to a lady, which he ended up marrying. So this is a very colorful individual in the process.
Wow.
In the procession. And by the time Britain abolished slavery in 1807, Louis van Mauritius had heard about the struggles for freedom in Ireland, France, Haiti, and you know, it inspired him to lead over 300 slaves and koi servants in a march to Cape Town to demand for their freedom. And he disguised himself as a Spanish sea captain. He was able to be, he was followed by these people, and he was able to mislead the farmers and convince them to release their slaves into the hands of his militant party. That's what he said. But news soon reached the governor of the Cape. So then infantry was ordered to lie wait for the rebels at the Sea River just outside of Cape Town. And the participants were trapped and quickly scattered in the face of superior forces. So the rebellion actually took place for 2 days, and it ended in 2 days. Many of the marchers were pursued, and they were captured. They were interrogated. Of the 300 men, about 51 were put on trial. Four of the leaders, including Van Mauritius, were then sentenced to be hanged. He tried to escape, and unfortunately, there was a bounty hunter that authorities.
No. Yeah.
It is thought that he used to wear a military type jacket. And he used to have, you know, weapons. And it is thought that all these weapons and jacket that he was walking around wearing, he acquired at the Battle of Bulberg, which took place between the French Allied Cape Forces and the British Forces in 1806. So then after his death, this, you know, was the end of the life of a leader, of hundreds of rural slaves who followed him at a short notice in the hope of gaining their freedom in the early 1800s. So then the abolition of slavery took place through the abolition of the slave bill passed by British Parliament in 1833.
Yep.
And took force in Cape Town in 1834.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tuma, but we are actually completely out of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell our listeners to actually go to Maropeng. Tumo is one of the guides there. There are other guides, and they are all incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable about all of these different characters. And that would be possibly the best way to get really in-depth knowledge about these different characters. Yes. And you can have long conversations about them as well. It's not a place that you're going to just go once. You can take a picnic basket. You can go for the entire day. And I promise you, you won't get through all of those different characters and the role they played in our collective history. Tumo Bopape, thank you very, very much. And we look forward to speaking to you next week. Have a wonderful week.